ओम शांति। गुड इवनिंग। एंजॉयिंग मधुबन? वे आर यू? वे हैव यू कम होम? बाबाज होम, आर होम। Did you get the feeling of a university or a home? Yeah. As soon as they enter the gates, so you get that feeling. Baba calling you, right? You are safe in Baba's lap now. Yeah. And we are so fortunate that Baba has chosen us. Right? After many, many years, you know, after a kalpa, after a cycle, whole cycle, we are meeting Baba. There are so many hundreds and thousands of people out there who are searching for God. And we have recognized Baba. Of course, they are also having that connection with God, but it's not the direct connection. Right? The connection, their connection with God and our connection with God, is there any difference? Is there any difference? Yeah? Yeah, but what is the connection like? What's the difference between their connection with God and our connection with God? We are the two children. They are not true children. Yeah, they are also children of God, but then they haven't recognized God. Right? They are remembering God in different forms and different names, but it's not direct connection. We are the direct children of God because we have recognized Baba as He is. Right? In His original name and form, we have recognized, and we are connecting to Baba on that level. And also, we are having that relationship, connecting all relationship with Baba. They have a different connection of God and a follower, or God and a devotee, or maybe other relationships. But then here, we are much more closer because we are the children. Right, and other, of course, it's other relationships also we are connecting with to Baba. So this is the difference. And the other difference, what is the difference that we receive from Baba? What do they receive and what we receive?
What they receive is temporary.
Yeah. Yeah. That's temporary. What they receive on the path of devotion is temporary. And very little, temporary and very little, a drop maybe. But now here we receive not only, in today's Murli what Baba said is, not only for 21 births, but for the whole cycle. Right? This birth, the efforts in this birth is the foundation for my whole cycle. 83 births. For 84th is this one. So, all the 83 births, it has that connection. It's the foundation, right? So we are receiving so immense, right? And it's so unlimited. And it's like for the whole cycle, for the whole 5,000 years. And also, and the third thing is, it's so powerful that in one birth, the efforts that we make, you know, and in short period, but return is for 5,000 cycle, 5,000 years, the whole cycle. It's so powerful. And it's easy. Is it easy? Do you find it easy? It's called as easy Raja Yoga. Right. Comparatively, it's easy. Why? Because on the path of devotion, they do a lot of penance, they do, you know, a lot of tapasya, they like fasting, or not, what not they do. they give a trouble to the body, right? But here we don't have to trouble your body. Baba says, aram se, sit comfortably on the sofa, sit comfortably wherever you are, and then just remember me. Take care of your household, do everything, but then remember me. Right? So it's comparatively, it's much more easier, but our discipline is not physical. It's much more internal. Right? Why? Because the destination is very high. The aim and objective is so high that we have to maintain that discipline internally. Right? Discipline. And if we don't follow those disciplines, why are these disciplines needed? Why are the disciplines needed? Because on the path of devotion, we didn't follow any disciplines. We just remembered, we just went for devotion, went for whatever prayers, and we went for satsang gatherings, listened to it, but when we came back home, we are the same as before. Right? So we didn't follow any disciplines. It was just like very, very impactful for the ears, that's it. It was nice. We felt nice listening to the prayers, listening to the bhajans, doing all these things. It was very soothing. We felt good at that moment. But then we didn't have the aim of transforming the soul, transforming the sanskars. Right? Here we have that aim of transforming those sanskars. Right? Why do we meditate? Why do we connect to Baba? Why do we remember Baba? Is because we want to transform and change the tamopradhan sanskar to satopradhan sanskar. Right? From here, from down below, we are taking ourselves very high, very high. From no degrees to 16 celestial degrees. Complete with all virtues, complete with all powers, we are taking ourselves, we are uplifting ourselves so high, so our efforts also has to take up the speed, build up the speed, right? So for that, the basic disciplines that Baba always says, because without discipline, we can't move forward in the Brahmin life. For that sake, in any life also, in the Laukik world also, now if we have to achieve more in a professional life, so then certain discipline is very, very much needed. If I don't follow that discipline, then professionally I can't move very high, right? But here also, Baba gives us the basic disciplines. What are those? Of course, there are many things. But basic disciplines that Baba says, because you will be having ring ceremony tomorrow. And ring ceremony is not just about having an ornament on your finger. Of course you will have that ring from Baba tomorrow, but it's just not limited to that. Ring ceremony means commitment, right? Without commitment, no one gets engaged. Right? So it's your engagement ceremony or marriage ceremony, whatever you call it as, and that involves commitment. And nowadays, people have phobia of commitment. Right? In the world there. But here we don't have to have that phobia. We don't have to have that fear. Why? Because we know He is the almighty authority, and whatever He is saying, whatever He is asking us to do, is for our own benefit. Right? So, of course, coming to Madhuban, you must have followed those disciplines, but just brushing up those things so that you commit for life. You have followed all these disciplines for maybe like 1 year minimum, right? 9 months, 10 months, 1 year minimum, so that you were able to come to Madhuban. But then, are you ready to commit for life? because you have experienced the benefit of following all those disciplines for these months. Do you feel that benefit? Totally. Yes. Even in this short period of time, you have experienced so much. You can feel the difference in yourself. But then when you follow it for whole life, life means we don't know when, till when we are going to live, right? When the destruction is going to happen. It's not the whole life, like hundreds of years. It's like at least, you know, until we live in this body, are we ready to commit for it? Right? So it's just a reminder of those disciplines so that it's reassurance, recommitment. So that because Baba is giving us so much, and Baba, it's like insuring our life to Baba. Nowadays they do life insurances, right? So here also we are insuring our life to Baba by committing. Baba is giving us so much, and if we give something, only then in return Baba gives us. If I am not able to give anything in return also, Baba, I'm not able to receive. It's not that Baba doesn't give. I'm not able to experience that power, that, you know, whatever Baba is giving, we are not able to experience it. So it's for our own benefit that we are going to commit ourselves, right? So what's the first discipline that Baba emphasizes on? Purity, right? That's the challenging thing. And that's the new, because no other spiritual or religious gatherings speak about this. Only this discipline is only for those who get dedicated or they surrender their life for that cause. This discipline is for them. But here, Baba says, each one of, if you want to claim high status, then you will have to follow that, right? And do you find the benefit of by following celibacy? A lot. What's the benefit that you find? So what do you feel the difference? Like, as soon as we start to follow purity, what is the difference that we feel? Because it's not just theoretical, right? Of course, Baba asks us, but practically when we follow, we feel a difference in our life. You know, the energy level of the soul increases drastically. Focus, concentration, many things. You know, the energy is wasted in that wise, because Baba say, not only Baba, but even in the world, they say, Kam Mahashatru, lust is your greatest enemy. Why is that a greatest enemy? Is because the energy of the soul drastically decreases by that. So when we preserve that energy and focus that energy for our own upliftment or for our own transformation of the sanskars, so that has immense power. Yeah, it's difficult. But then once when we have that determination, of course, it is possible, right? And also Baba says, in today's blessing, Baba says, if you have to fly high, you need two wings, right? Courage and zeal and enthusiasm. Of course, we have that zeal and enthusiasm. Sometimes we lack courage. Baba says, put one step of courage ahead and then I will help you. How many steps? 1,000 steps. Right. So have you experienced that? Yeah. Each one of Baba's child has experienced that one step of courage if we put ahead, and Baba takes us ahead 1,000 steps, right? And sometimes we say, Baba, I'm not able to put that one step. Help me put that, you know, help me 1,000 steps without putting that one step. Is it possible? Is it possible? What's the deal here? Deal is that you put one step of courage and then I'll help you 1,000 steps. Without putting one step ahead, then I'm screaming, oh Baba, help me, help me, help me, help me. Baba is going, not going to help me unless I put one step of courage. Right. And that one step of courage is this discipline. Yes, I want to follow this discipline. So when I have that determined thought, then Baba will help me accordingly in every way. Okay, that child has kept that determination, had that courage, so Baba is there to help us. So here in Madhuban, in Baba's home, so if you have the determined thought, reassure that determined thought today and tomorrow as well, because tomorrow is Baba's day. Tomorrow during Amrit Vela, you create this determined thought again. Of course, you have decided for your life, but then reassure, re-promise that, underline that promise with Baba. So then Baba will definitely help you in every way. Right? Baba is there to help us. Baba says, use me. But are we able to use Baba? That's the thing. Right? Baba sometimes says, I am your server, world server. Right? So Baba is there to help us, but that only thing is we need to understand how to use Baba and keep that one step of courage, and Baba constantly would continue to help us. Right? So this is the main foundation of Brahmin life. Okay? And the second discipline, these are all physical, the outer disciplines that I'm speaking of, but because internally as you go along in on the spiritual path, there are many sanskars that would come up which are subtle and gross. So we need to deal with that later. But unless and until we don't deal with this external disciplines, we are not able to deal with those subtle sanskars, right? So one of that is purity, celibacy. And the second thing is pure food, right? As the food, so the mind. So what is the definition of pure food? Yeah, eating and preparing. Preparing food in Baba's remembrance and what should be the ingredients there? You can prepare non-vegetarian food with Baba's remembrance and we call it as sattvic food. Vegetarian food with no onion and garlic. Chai. Garlic family. Okay, I don't know about that. So, okay. Onion and garlic. And then no intoxicants, alcohol, drugs, and all these things. Alright. So, this is the definition of pure food. Alright. And nowadays some people call egg as a vegetarian thing. because we don't kill any animal when we have that egg, right? So that's also a product of an animal. So according to Baba, that's considered as non-vegetarian food, right? So when we understand why should we have pure vegetarian food? Why? Yeah, food is divided into three categories. Sato, Rajo and Tamo. Right? Tamo food is all this non-vegetarian, alcohol, drugs and everything. Rajo is all this masalas and fried and all these things. Sato is much more without all these onion, garlic, without non-vegetarian food, without not much cooked, not much masalas, not much, you know, fried. All these are sattvic food. And the more sattvic food that we consume, it affects the mind. As the food, so the mind. Right? Whatever we put directly into the stomach, because it goes into the system, into the body. Other things are just impacting from outside. This food is directly going into the system. So it has a direct impact on the mind. Soul and the body are so closely interconnected. The impact of the whatever happens to the body, it impacts the soul. And whatever happens, soul means mind, right? Whatever happens to the mind, so that impacts the body, right? So now, when we are making efforts to make our mind positive and powerful, on one side we are meditating, we are focusing on our thoughts, focusing on our, you know, emotions and everything. We are trying to transform that. And the other side, we are putting negative energy food into the stomach. So then the whatever effort that we are making internally, so it's like nullifying, because the negative effect of the food is not allowing me to experience that level of spirituality. So then I say, oh, I've been meditating for these many years, but why am I not experiencing Baba's love? Why am I not experiencing Baba's energy? It's because there is some blockage. Okay, I understand Gyan, I understand Baba, I understand every aspect. But then why am I not able to experience? It's because this body is pulling the soul down. It is not allowing the soul to move up and experience that bliss. Right? The soul, when I'm making that effort of the soul, transformation of the sanskars, it needs a beautiful environment also. The body is the environment where the soul sits in this body, right? And so when I'm energizing the body on an energy level with sattvic food, so then I'm able to experience much more Baba's energies and Baba's love. Right. So that's why Baba says with less effort, more result. So this is the less effort. We have to get rid of all the negative things. So then with less effort, we are going to experience more results. So this area of food is so vast that, you know, people have many questions about that. You know, can we eat machine-made food? Can we eat that, this? But yeah, you know, the major guidelines, at least you understand the bigger guidelines, then it's up to you to choose what you want to do. The more sattvic food in the sense, of course, not know all those ingredients, but also preparing food in Baba's remembrance and eating food in Baba's remembrance and also offering that bhog to Baba and then eating that. Right? This is a process that we are going to follow. But of course, in machine-made food, they don't touch, but then the person who is operating and the environment in which it has been cooked, it all matters. Right? So all those vibrations also go into it. So of course, because you're working and not, sometimes it's not possible for all the time, all the three meals cooking and then eating. So sometimes we buy some things, like bread, whatever, but then less you cut down on all those things gradually, that would be better. That's what I would suggest all of you, because immediately I don't think you'll be able to cut down on all those things, but gradually if you are able to understand the energy level of those foods and then consume it much more better. And also whenever you buy those things, please see the ingredients, what's going into it, right? And then you can consume those. It's not the best thing, but on some occasions that you can, if you want to consume, it's okay. And if you're traveling on work and you're not able to take some food with you, of course, if there's some salad or, you know, which has been served in your parties or anything, so choose what you want to eat in those parties also. You know, salads you can have fruits, you can have yogurt, you can have, you know, avoid cooked food at that time. So that would be much more better. Okay? Do you have any questions regarding these two? And in the kitchen where non-vegetarian food has been cooked, of course, in the family there are some situations where you are following Baba's disciplines, you are Baba's child, but the family members are not, and the non-vegetarian food has been cooked in that kitchen, but you are preparing your own food, please use different utensils if you want to cook your own food, vegetarian food, but then you can't offer bhog in that kitchen because non-vegetarian food has been cooked in that kitchen. Okay? Of course, when you take in the plate, you can remember Baba, give sakash and then eat, but then officially what we offer in Baba's remembrance, you won't be able to. You won't be able to do that. Right? Okay? Okay, so third thing, very important, is satsang. Yes, satsang is listening to Baba's Murli every day and Amrit Vela meditation. These two things are our foundation of a Brahmin life. So you have been listening to Baba's Murli every day, you're enjoying. So that's the nectar that we receive every morning, which energizes the mind, energizes the soul. We get that nutritious food every day in the morning. That's a connectivity to with Baba. So we know the benefit of it, and we know the benefit of Amrit Vela meditation as well, right? So these are the four things that if we commit to: celibacy, pure food, and then Amrit Vela and Murli class. So if all these four things fall into place, so gradually all others will fall into place gradually. Right? So if you are ready to commit for these things for lifelong, like for the whole life, so then you can register for the ring ceremony with Sister Sheena there after a few minutes. So then before going to Harmony Hall, you can register there. So yes, as I said, one step of courage and 1,000 steps of help that Baba will give all of us. Right? Okay, so if you have any questions, you can ask. Do you have any questions? No question. Okay. Not in Gyan, but following the rules. Celibacy. Yes, of course. Question was, if your mother wants to cook for you, can you eat? But if mother is not following the disciplines, like, you know, if she's not in Gyan, so then, yeah? Somebody asked the other day, can we take prasad from the temples? What was the answer? No, why? But it's like pure environment. Yeah, previously even the priest would follow celibacy, but now I don't think they would be following all those disciplines. Yeah, of course. So for those reasons, it's better to avoid prasads from temples also. Somebody had, okay. You won't die if you don't eat, right? You know, Baba gives us permission only when in emergency, at the time of emergencies, where in some of the Murlis, Baba has said that army people, and they have come to Gyan, and they don't have the permission to cook in their, they have to eat in the canteen. So, and that circumstances, Baba says, okay, remember Baba gives sakash to the food and then eat. Right? So there are certain situations where Baba gives us the permission, because without eating, how will the body get the nutrition to the body, right? So in those circumstances, but not... Because mother is not following the disciplines, right? Celibacy and Baba's... Because she doesn't have Baba's gyan. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. You mean the previous questions? Do you want me to repeat the previous questions? Okay, that question. She asked, why can't we eat prasad when we get prasad? Can we give drishti? And in Baba's remembrance and then eat. So the answer was no, we can't. Like, why to, even though we can give drishti and take it, but why, we are clean. For just like in a room, it's your house, you're cleaning it, you're sanitizing it, and then from the window or from the door, you're allowing the dust and the more to come in. So you're cleaning the process, cleaning the system, but then again putting that negatively energized food into the system. So all the efforts that you're making on one side, waking up to Amrit Vela, listening to the Murli class, all these things, and remembering Baba, trying to get rid of the old sanskars. So much of effort, right? So, but then again, you're putting that energies. Radish. Yeah, we call it a radish. Some vegetables we can't take. Yeah, of course. But mainly Baba is speaking of onion and garlic. Other things you will have to decide what you want. Yeah. Some people say that it belongs to the category of onion. Yeah. Strongly fragrant, its fragrance is so strong. Okay. Right? Please. So this sister is going, when she has to go to her marriage ceremony, she's asking a question like, how do I manage now? Your Laukik family, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Your Laukik family might not be in Gyan, right? Yeah. So then you will have to manage. very yukti-yukt, because, you know, when you're traveling, you know, with your laukiks, and then let them know that, okay, you're on a certain fast or certain things, so then you can cook for yourself, or you can have some things, like, you know, curd rice or something, like, which is less cooked, and you know, just manage your way out, like, through that. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah, in case of emergency, if that person, the other person who's cooking for you is not in Baba's Gyan but following celibacy, to some extent it's like 50 marks, like, right, 50% is like, you know, done. So that's okay, I think, in the case of emergency. Yeah, of course. You know, some people, it's there, like, there are Kumars, and their mother is there, his mother is there, and she's a widow. You know, in those situations, you know, like it's okay. Okay? So these are the main things, but don't get scared. Sometimes it's okay. Like, you know, gradually you'll be able to understand more in depth and follow 100% disciplines, but you start off. Initially, you won't be able, I think you, it's difficult for 100% disciplines, but then at least you start off with 20-30%, and then, you know, like, it's gradually. Don't give that liberty, okay? Okay. Yeah, the more intense you do, it's benefit for you only, no? So, yeah. Okay. Om Shanti, all the best. And tomorrow, have a powerful Amrit Vela and surrender everything to Baba, and Baba will take care of it. Okay? Any worries, any thoughts or anything, Baba will answer your questions, and Baba will definitely guide you through those situations. Baba is your guide. Right? So, you are ensuring your life to Baba. Okay? All the best and good luck. Om Shanti.